Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have individuals in need of assistance, who are entitled to assistance, who aren't seeking it because of the false information.
United States Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas warns about misinformation in the wake of Hurricane Helene. False claims include that FEMA will seize land from disaster-stricken communities, and a North Carolina man was just arrested for threatening FEMA workers. Former President Donald Trump is alleging that Vice President Kamala Harris is directing FEMA funds to illegal immigrants. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell calls that categorically false and says conspiracy theories won't stop them from doing their job.
It doesn't deter us. We know what our mission is.
At a checkpoint outside a Trump rally in Coachella, California, a man who later described himself as a Trump supporter was arrested carrying multiple weapons. The accused, who has been tentatively described by NPR as a follower of the far-right Sovereign Citizen Movement, denies he was going to make a third Trump assassination attempt. In his speech there, Trump sparked controversy by encouraging violence against a heckler.
Back home to mommy. She goes back home to mommy. Well, is that you, darling? And then she gets the hell knocked out of her. Her mother's a big fan of ours, you know that, right? Her father, her mother.
Harris will sit down for a first interview with Fox News Wednesday. 60 Minutes recently asked her about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cooperation with the Biden administration.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Trump called this 60 Minutes interview election interference, citing a promotional video he says showed a different, more vague response about Israel than what actually aired. The Republican vice presidential nominee is still refusing to say Trump lost in 2020, an issue that came up in the VP debate. When asked directly and repeatedly by the New York Times, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance would not say President Joe Biden won the last election. Ohio voters will soon decide on State Issue 1, a proposal to create a 15-member citizen commission aimed at making the drawing of district maps less partisan. But opponents object to ballot language approved by the Republican-controlled state Supreme Court that suggests it would get rid of gerrymandering. Republican Governor Mike DeWine opposes the measure.
State Issue 1 sounds great, but it is the ultimate in gerrymandering. I think people are sick of having politics part of it. State Issue 1 demands that politics be included in this. It's not right.
3 weeks from Election Day, local Democrats in the key states are warning that they need more money. Strong fundraising at the top of the ticket has allowed the party to send some money down ballot, but some say not enough. Democratic committees working on the ground say they still need $20 million more for ads and outreach in crucial states like Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.